Hi, I'm Bec Connington, a holistic life coach based on the beach in Christchurch, New Zealand, and welcome to the Summer of Self-Love. This short and oh-so-sweet podcast series will feature everyday epic women sharing their journey to self-love and all their battles and challenges along the way. The goal is to guide and inspire you towards falling even more in love with you. If you're keen on a summer romance, you're in the right place. Self-love is my favorite ingredient for a happier, more present, empowered you. And I'm so excited to be on this beautiful journey alongside you. Are you ready for your summer of self-love? Let's do this. Hello, hello, and welcome to the first episode of the Summer of Self-Love. As I've said in the intro, this is going to be a beautiful opportunity for you to get some inspiration, some tips and tricks, and to learn from others' journeys of self-love, self-acceptance, and showing themselves more love and care. I thought we would kick this series off with an episode from yours truly. I wanted to take some time to talk you through some of the milestones and major turning points for myself in my own journey to self-love. And the important thing that we discuss first off is that this is a journey. We are all on the road at different points, supporting each other, supporting ourselves, inspiring each other, inspiring ourselves. And I'm not sure there's any limit to the amount of love, kindness, acceptance, and support we can truly give ourselves in this lifetime. So I really want to take the time to thank you for being here today. I have wanted to bring podcasts to my content offering for so long now. I love podcasts myself. I get so much inspiration and guidance from them. And so I am absolutely thrilled to be finally stepping up and to be showing up in this space to bring you some really gorgeous inspiration and to also connect you with other amazing women that will inspire you and allow you to see that we are all just doing the best we can and trying to be the best versions of ourselves. So let's get cracking with a bit about me and how I find myself in this epic position doing this beautiful work of coaching women to love themselves more, to be kinder to themselves, to stop doubting themselves, to have a greater sense of confidence and self-worth, and to really go after their best lives. First off, if you don't already follow me on Instagram, I would love to connect with you. Jump on over. I'm at Bec Connington, BecConnaughton. Gorgeous Irish surname. Jump on over. I love connecting with new people. I love providing insights and opportunities for you to grow and learn and reflect on yourself over there. So I would love to connect. I also love any feedback, any questions, any things you'd like to see on this podcast. Please share it all with me. I'm always here for growing and developing, and I really want to be able to impact and inspire you as much as possible. So as I said, first up, I'd love to share a little bit about my journey, how I got to where I am, how I have stepped into this coaching space, how I have put my best foot forward and created a lifestyle and work that truly lights me up. But I really want to make sure that this is a really raw and honest and authentic podcast, and it really covers all of the heavy stuff as well as the beautiful, light, inspiring things, because this is what it's all about, right? We grow through what we go through. And for me, there has been so many challenges along the way to getting to this point. And I know that there will be so many more challenges as I continue to work towards creating the most beautiful, boldest, best life for myself. So that's really something to take on board. Whatever you're going through, whatever is coming up for you, challenges help us to stop in our tracks and to really be grateful and to learn the lessons along the way. I have got to a point in my life where I'm a lot more open and welcoming to these challenges because I know that on the other side of them is this growth and development and up level for myself and my life that is unprecedented, of course, but also I wouldn't be where I was without all of these crazy challenges along the way. So I really wanted to remind you, as I said, anything you're going through, whatever is happening for you right now, and there is so much happening in our world, know that you will come out the other side of this. Know that there are always lessons to be learned, and know that this is an opportunity for you to trust yourself, to back yourself, to understand yourself more. So let's take you back a couple of years and talk through some of the initial challenges that I faced on this journey to sort of getting to where I am today. For a lot of my life, I had identified as a bit of a social butterfly, really enjoyed being with people, serving people, being around people, lighting up a room. And for a lot of the time, people would think that I was always a confident, bright, bubbly person that sort of would show up in a space, love to entertain, love to connect with people. And much of that is still true. But for me, it was really about how much of it was really authentic to what was true for me and how much of it was putting on a bit of a show, putting on a mask and showing up in a way that I thought would allow me to gain more validation, more love, more acceptance. I had learned early on that I wanted to be the good girl. I wanted to be liked by everyone. I wanted to do the right thing, say the right thing, really be accepted in every area of my life. I didn't want to challenge anyone. I didn't want to rock the boat. I didn't want to cause conflict. In fact, I went against myself and disappointed myself over and over again for the majority of my life before I realized that it was not the most authentic way of living and was not going to bring me the joy and happiness that I deserved. A major milestone, I suppose, on this self-growth and self-love journey was the planning of our amazing wedding day. I suppose like many of us, we put together this wedding and we're so proud of it and we do everything the way that we want to and we come out the other end and it is epic. And for me, it was much the same. However, during the process, I disappointed a few people with a couple of the decisions that I had made and a couple of the discussions that I had had in amongst the planning. And at the time, it felt heartbreaking. It felt so uncomfortable. It felt really hard, really icky. However, I got to the other end of my wedding and I was so stoked that I had backed myself or that we had backed the decisions that we had decided and we had gone against some of the other messaging that had come up. It felt so good, as it does after you have your wedding day, but it was kind of deeper than that for me. It was the sense of being able to back myself and have something really come through that is beyond my wildest dreams and really blew me away. So I really wanted to understand how I could apply the same principles to other areas of my life. I wanted to be able to show up in my job and with the same authenticity and the same assertiveness and the same backing of myself as I had done in this previous example. I wanted to show up in my friendships with more authenticity. I wanted to be able to be liked, loved, and respected for my truth and not for me tiptoeing around the hard conversations and always preempting what I thought those that were close to me wanted to hear. This obviously felt very scary for someone who had people-pleased her way to what she deemed to be a really beautiful, connected social life. However, how much of that was my truth and how much of it was me showing up as a watered-down version of myself trying to please those around me? And look, these things still creep back in. The whole point of this podcast is really to let you know that none of us are exempt from these kind of behaviors and subconscious ways of doing things. They always seem to rear their ugly heads. But for me now, I have just so much more faith in myself. And I know that if someone disagrees, that doesn't say anything about me. I know that if I show up in my truth and it's uncomfortable for someone else, that is theirs to hold and not mine to carry. So this was the initial process of really wanting to know myself on a deeper level and show up as that authentic version of me. And so first and foremost, I knew that I needed support and guidance to do this. Nothing changes if nothing changes. So I couldn't continue on showing up in the way that I had been, trying to make these monumental shifts in my life without some support and guidance. And so I looked into engaging my first coach, which was amazing, painful, inspiring, empowering, just all the things. And what it really brought up for me was that I had been, keeping so much of myself hidden, so much of myself in this sort of safety zone, and really keeping people at arm's length, which was a hugely hard pill to swallow. I had these beautiful friendships and, you know, all these amazing people that were close to me, and I had to really come to terms with the fact that maybe I hadn't been as truthful to myself first and foremost, but as truthful to them as what they deserved. I still loved these people, and it had nothing to do with the way that they were showing up in the friendship, and so much more to do with the way that I was showing up. So a really hard pill to swallow when you want to step into your authenticity and you know that by doing so you have to allow things to sort of fall away and that things might not be as they once were. And you have to own it. You have to really be like, well, if this is my truth, how can I allow people into my space that aren't going to hold that space for my truth? Because at the end of the day, that's all we've got. So this was really sort of the catalyst for the changes, I suppose, that ensued from there, and my deep dive into doing the work and really coming into my authenticity and coming into my best self. So it has been quite the journey, and obviously I am so open to sharing all of the highs and lows of that along the way, and I definitely will throughout this podcast series and beyond as I am bringing you all of our beautiful guests. So that's it from me for now. In the meantime, I just want to remind you that the idea of this podcast and the purpose behind all of the work that I do in this world is to simply create a space where it is normal for women to love themselves like crazy, for women to back themselves in all of their pursuits, for them to continue to put themselves first and to prioritize their desires and their dreams with the same fierce loyalty and commitment as they allow the others and those that they love into their lives to be. I hope that this episode has brought you a little bit of inspiration, maybe some time for reflection, for you to go deeper with yourself, to look at where you are playing safe, where you are dimming your light, where you're not being your most authentic self and therefore not living your biggest and brightest life. I would love to hear your feedback and comments. If you've had the opportunity to listen to this, please send them on through. As I said, I'm so excited to connect with everyone that is able to listen to this podcast, and I really want to just thank you for the opportunity for being here and having me in your ears. Of course, I would be so grateful if you would jump on and give me a 5-star review. It just allows me to know that we are moving in the right direction and that we are hitting the mark with the goal of this podcast, which is to inspire and encourage and empower you to love yourself that much more and for you to really know that you are deserving and worthy of all of the things. Thank you so much, and I am so excited to bring you our guests in the next couple of episodes. I am really thrilled to be able to bring these beautiful women to your ears and to bring their journeys to self-love, to inspire and to uplift you. Oh my gosh, what a beautiful episode. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening to the Summer of Self-Love today. I hope you're feeling inspired and ready to love yourself like crazy. We have so many more exciting guests to share with you, so much more inspiration, guidance, and support to living your most loved up life. Feel free to jump on over and follow me on Instagram at Beck Connington. As per every other podcast, it would be so amazing if you chose to jump on and give us a 5-star review. I am really hoping to make this podcast as magical as possible and to be able to impact as many women that need to give themselves that extra love and kindness. I can't wait to catch you next time on the Summer of Self-Love.